And it should still be recording. What I was saying is that it's good to go on this publicity run because you can get oriented as far as the location and how many units you do serve. But it's very difficult trying to draw the troops into the rec center. One of the reasons is we have Yonjigal. That's a very, well, I say big, but it, these villages are not big, but it's one of the biggest in the area, villages, and it's right outside the gate here at RC1. Consequently, many of the GIs who attempt to get to the rec center, for one reason or another, whether it's a service club or the theater or whatever, they never get past the ville. As I have said before, these villes are, for the most part, filthy, corrupted, full of sin and evil. They have a portion here of the ville, which is known as the Turkey Farm. And any day of the week, for that matter, any night, you can drive through and see 10, 20 prostitutes sitting in front of their little hooches, all made up like they were going to the Broadway opening show or something, and they lure the GIs off the streets, out of vehicles sometimes. They really get quite almost violent about it, and it's a funny thing to see. Everybody knows about it, and everybody jokes about it. But whenever you drive through there, these gals run up to the cars, you know, the jeeps and the trucks and all, and they try and pull the GIs into the hooch. So this is a very, it's like a landmark, very tempting for most of the men. And consequently, a number of them never reach the rec center because they never get past the village. So you have to do a great deal of publicity work if you're going to have any attendance. As always, they come to shows if we have USO show or Division Entertainment, but we only have two or three of those a month. The rest of the time, it's very difficult. What else can I tell you? I believe the microphones are picking up the radio, which is just beyond my head. I'm going to have this room changed around a bit again. The small closet that I mentioned on a previous tape, I'm going to have that extended about 3 or 4 inches, just so my clothes will hang properly. Because right now they're kind of crammed. The closet is very, very narrow. And I'm thinking about moving this bed and possibly building a little shelf or headboard type deal over my bed. I don't know. I have to see, but it's shaping up a little bit, Duchess. And Carolyn Dodd gave me a piece. Oh, it looks like a large bookcase, but it isn't really. But I can put liquor in there. I have a couple of bottles of liquor, and I can. It's a nice piece of a storage thing. It has little cabinets on the bottom. And she gave me that the other day, and I didn't plan for that when I had my shelves built, so that's shoved in a corner. But I have to move a few things around yet, and I'm in no big rush. At least I have room to walk in here now, but my mind is still clicking, well, maybe I can do this, and maybe I can do that. And I like this. I mean, it's fun to fix up your room. I just wish it were more private type thing where you had solid walls and you know, could do what you wanted to do without feeling you were disturbing somebody else. And of course, I'm still waiting for my gold drapes that I ordered from Sears Roebuck to come. And I think once they're up, I got a couple more towels the other day. So I'm slowly getting there. It's just that, as I say, I enjoy doing this type of activity, planning and fixing, but you don't have the time. You have to do it in between, and if you need any help with moving or lifting, again, you have to do it when somebody's here. And the maid I have right now, she doesn't speak a word of English. And they do whatever you ask, but you have to ask them to do everything, you know? Otherwise, they don't. So, anyway, I had a couple letters from you, which were very nice. In fact, that's the only mail I have received in a long time. It's true, I do owe some mail, but I did get some notes off to people. I must write to Chocho. I haven't written or taped to her in weeks. It's been several weeks. I should send Aunt Rose those chess sets too, Duchess. I haven't done that. But all in good time. I'm just rattling on now. We changed into summer uniforms as of the 6th of May. And it's a little chilly yet in the office, you know, because outside it's warm, but my new office has a very small window. Oh, and that place is going to be hot this summer. And there's no air conditioning in the office area. It's like two offices, one for me and then an outside office for the program director and recreational director. I don't know. I'm going to see what I can do about maybe getting an air conditioner in there. Time will tell. Oh, I have my A-frame up on the wall, too. In fact, I have to move that. You know, I'm a great one for putting things on the wall. On the back of my door, I have a towel rack, and I have my laundry bag. And on this other wall, I have calendars and my MGM certificate and a picture and program from the club and my timesheet. Everything is scotch taped up on the wall. I have my two rugs down, the two green rugs that I got for Christmas. And they match my bedspread, which is green. And that, as you remember, Cree and Carolyn gave me that for Christmas. So it's beginning to shape up. And boy, I feel a lot better today than I did this past week. Once you can see a new shape, new form taking place. Well, this new gal that, not new, this Mary Goldsmith, who's the entertainment director, she was here about 2 years ago for a year. And she's an actress. She does off-Broadway shows, summer stock. I don't think she's ever been a success anywhere. I mean, you know, big star, but this is her field. And I couldn't help but chuckle because she's very dramatic. Extremely dramatic. Oh, how do you do? And she really carries on. I think it's just, after a while, you know, you don't see that type of woman here. We don't have that many women. It's the same women over and over, American women. So this kind of struck me funny, peculiar, and I thought, well, you wouldn't if you were home, because you run into people like this frequently, but that's the first one I've encountered here, although I believe she's very pleasant, and she will be just across the hall from me, which is about 3 feet outside my door. But I did get a chuckle out of meeting her for the first time just the other day. Oh, let me see what else I can tell you. Duchess, let me congratulate you again on being the champion bowlers of Holiday City. And thank you for all the clippings of the hot shots or who shots or what. Anyway, I enjoyed reading them, and I think it's great that there are these activities available and you're participating in them. And I know you're back to work now. For sure. The letters are very good because even though you've been out with the strike and whatnot, you've had a time to do your farming, your tending of the estate. And as you have said, you've got so many nice friends, thoughtful people around you, this makes all the difference in the world. Tell Kim Kim I said hello, and Mildred, so many others that you mention constantly. And if you're talking with any members of the family, yours or mine, give them my very best. I'm doing fine here, I really am. And now with the weather being so nice, this country is pleasant, dusty, dirty, but yet pleasant. If you know what I mean. So don't be concerned about it. And try to take some pictures. I know what an excellent photographer you are. But anyhow, I would like to see the living room and the furniture arrangement that you now have. Sounds very, very attractive from what you've told me. In the back of my mind, I'm tentatively making plans, nothing definite, other than I will make a trip this summer, late this summer or early this fall. Just where I'll go and what I'll do, I don't know yet, but I think I deserve a rest, and I mean a rest. 2 or 3 weeks, perhaps. Anyway, I have to wait and see, and I have to get my bearings before I can do that. Other than that, Duchess, I'm just rattling, and this tape is running out. So I won't hold it to finish it. Just say goodbye for the moment, and as soon as I get a chance, I'll either make another one or write a few lines to you. Just know that everything's going fine and I'm getting settled. I'm adjusting, right? Tell everyone I said hi. Dawn, Winnie, Chote.